In and Out of the Sound Studio Conference presents From Cut and Splice to Cut and Paste, a talk about sound editing by Diane Ballin.
In celebration of this conference, I do have a gender piece that I will start with. Before I start with that, I'd like to say that all of what I'm going to say about editing is not definitive, and that it's just some of the techniques that I've learned as I've gone through the process of editing my own work. I did start with cut and splice editing, the old reel-to-reel, many strips of tape, many little pieces of tape, and learned very quickly that when you have a paragraph, somebody is talking, and you want the first couple lines, and you kind of don't like the middle, but you want to take the end of the paragraph, and you splice those two together, you have to remember that to allow the person to take a breath. And often I have spliced breaths back into my pieces, and also discovered that if where you're cutting, sometimes there's a breath at the end of where you're cutting and a breath at the beginning, and if the person is talking very excitedly in the middle, then that breath is going to be very loud, and what you may be splicing is going to be a little bit more moderate. So on my old reel-to-reel days, I used to tack up my little strips of tape that said loud breath, medium breath, and soft breath, and that's what I would use to splice back in. Also, the duration of somebody taking a breath is very interesting. You also have to take into account people's patterns of speech and not interrupt that flow of speech. On the other hand, there's a lot of stutters and mouth noise and that I usually edit right out. So in the spirit of this conference, you'll hear the first half of my piece called Grilling, It's a Guy Thing. And this is a humorous take on barbecue and grilling and how it always happens that it really is the guys who are flipping the burgers.
Oh, grilling is completely and totally a guy thing.
Grilling is really meant to be done by a man with a beer in his hand.
I'm a Weber man. I like the fire.
You figure you're having a barbecue, so somebody has gone about the hunting bit of the whole thing or digging around in the freezer. Or
barbecue sauce. Heart-healthy meat.
Men love grills.
Yeah, it takes me back to before civilization was formed. I mean, this is like a primal thing.
Especially if it drips down a little bit and catches on fire.
Everybody's experienced barbecue smoke following you around the barbecue as you move around.
Our grill is huge.
We have a very traditional Weber charcoal-fired grill.
I think as low as you can get is a propane grill with an automatic starter. I mean, you don't even have a match involved, right?
This is the time to have that gas grill, and I just have to hit the button, and it starts, and life is good.
You put all this effort into getting a good brontosaurus steak, and you don't want it ruined, you know, by somebody who hasn't been paying attention or is worrying about the kids.
Of all of the women I know, no one enjoys grilling.
In our household, Brad is the primary griller.
It's not that women can't cook on a grill. I think they can, but they just don't have much interest in it.
I really like fish on the grill. I like vegetables.
They're always trying to cook fish or vegetables. Yeah, you can cook it on a grill, but that's not what a grill is meant for.
You know, we get together with friends and all the guys are standing around the grill.
And before we know it, like 2 hours have passed.
That's all part of grilling.
So you have to have the woman interloper who goes out and makes sure that things are still moving along.
My attention span's not that good when I'm grilling.
Comes in burned.
Yeah, I burn things a lot.
Charred.
I could be eating by now.
That's the first half of the piece. And we also go into scraping the grill. And do you scrape it or you just let the stuff burn off? All the guys said they just let it burn off. But you really get a feel for the cut and splice part of the piece. And I do a lot of that. And that is very significant to my work in that I don't have a narrator. So I want the voices to move the piece along, and it develops a certain type of rhythm. And the tighter that my cuts are, I find the more it is moving my piece along. All of the sound effects that you heard were mine. I did go out and record, a sizzling barbecue and the puff of the gas starting up, which I turned the gave you a nice level too when they're talking about, you know, turning on that gas grill. I'm sure that many, many editors have done this. This is, it's almost a cliche to take all your outtakes and create a little piece. And in my work with the National Audio Theater Workshop, I was teaching an editing course, and I thought, okay, the piece that I was working on, I'm just going to throw all these little clips into a sound file, and then I will create this little piece very quickly and present it at my workshop. What I found when I came back was that I really loved what I was hearing, and I decided to, the tape I was working on had many female voices, so I didn't have a lot of bass ums and ahs and throat clicks and all of that kind of stuff. So I went back to my piece, and I looked for a couple of men saying um and ahs and that sort of thing, and I created this piece. So I'd like you to hear this. This is all of what I really don't include when I'm creating my other piece.
Oh my God. Great, but,
so, you know, we can do it.
Well,
yeah, but
sure. I'm just trying to think of the word here.
It was
kind of like a,
oh,
no,
that's pretty bad.
Let me think for a second here.
I just feel like I'm rambling.
And it was a lot more work than I thought.
I hope it came out all right.
Is that all right?